Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Start at 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. If you own a $25 million home and then you spend another $10 million to buy the surrounding properties so that your neighbors can't make any more noise complaints about you, that's all I need to know about you.
That's the way I roll there.
And
that is the way I roll.
You are super rich. That's what I know.
Yeah, right.
That
very
is
jealous.
Exactly what I know. Can you imagine Ed Sheeran? Ed Sheeran has a $25 million house in London. His neighbors were complaining that his parties were too loud, the music was too loud, which FYI, I didn't peg Ed Sheeran to be a party animal like
Right?
Don't you imagine him?
It's the Irish jig all night, though. All right? And it's at full volume.
Wait,
it's at full volume.
How many times I got to tell you he's not Irish?
Well, whatever.
I thought
it's the English jig, then.
No, he wrote...
the English jig.
He has one song called Galway Girl.
Okay.
And everybody assumes that he's Irish. Right. No, he was born and raised in England.
I don't think that that's the reason that we assume that he's Irish. It's because he's pale, redheaded, and freckled. That's probably the reason that we assume that.
Well, yeah, but London people are also pale.
Well, there you go.
I think.
Sounds stereotypical.
I know. I feel like this whole conversation is really mean.
They're pale.
Ed Sheeran's done well for himself. I mean, if Ed Sheeran gave me the eyes, I'll go dance with Ed Sheeran right now.
You'll be his Galway
congratulations,
girl.
Congratulations on his recently revealed marriage that's been going on for, I don't know, like
a
eight
year
years,
at this point.
8 years.
Yeah, they got married. Yeah, they got married a year ago.
But right. it's not like he's the first rich guy to buy up all the land around him. I mean, Katy Perry bought out the nuns in South LA. All right. Mark Zuckerberg bought out Hawaii. He was like, go away, Hawaii. I own this now.
But he did it because the noise complaints, which I think is hilarious. Like, he was like, you know what, neighbors? I got an idea.
Listen.
How about you just go away? I give you money and you go away.
The citations, they really add up. And isn't that what they wanted? It's like when somebody says they're going to open a strip mall next to your house. You go, oh, the neighborhood, the community. But really what you're hoping for is, here's $5 million. Get out of here.
See ya.
That's what you're hoping for.
I'm starting a new life in a different country. Goodbye.
Well, now we all know how rich Ed Sheeran is. If you had any questions about it,
that's all I need to know about you.
I've
got one for you here. If you spend more than 3 minutes time at work just trying to look busy rather than actually getting something done,
that's all I need to know about you. Is that what you're talking about?
No, that's not true.
Set that up for her.
I'm like, is he serious right now?
No. Here's the thing is, I never actually spend the time trying to look busy. That's why everybody knows when I'm messing around. I'm not trying to dress it up for anybody, you know?
I know Raven's not working because he tells me what all his friends on Facebook are doing.
And it's the only time I'm on there. The only time I'm on there is when I'm in here.
But go look, Josh is in Vegas again. I'm like, great.
Awesome. I have things to do. Yeah.
It's true.
Look. Benny got a new duck as a pet. Like, Raven, do something.
I talked to the duck guy yesterday. So excited.
Oh, my gosh. If you thought it was a good idea to drive around with your date in an open convertible just before the rain hit, that's all I need to know about you.
Who did that?
Oh, poor girl is just sitting with a hat on like this, and it is coming down in buckets, and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I mean, just pull over, bro. Hit the power top.
I was at Stu Leonard's yesterday, right, and the clouds were dark. It was coming, and you know what? There was a convertible. The lady got out of it, and she didn't put the top up.
No respect.
Like, what? Lady,
that's insane.
Look at the sky.
That's why it smells like a boat in there.
Yeah, all right, 1-800-330-9999. Fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I think it's kind of common now to stay at an Airbnb, and it looks a little bit run down because a lot of people have stayed there. But you can do what these crazy people did and post rules of the bathroom that's going viral right now.
Are the rules supposed to keep you safe as the owner or as the guest?
How about I read them to you and you determine that?
Okay, Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. You know, I haven't done the Airbnb thing yet, but I mean, it's like Yelp or whatever. There's reviews, right? So you know what level place you're getting. Of course, there's always liars.
Right. So
and fish-eyed lens.
There is a rules of the bathroom that were posted in an Airbnb that somebody took a picture of and now is going viral.
Mm.
And here are the rules that were posted. Please try your best to use the wash basin without splashing the mirror. Seems a little bit trivial, but okay.
You're supposed to clean it after people come, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
May I suggest it's a sign of courtesy to the person using the bathroom after yourself that before leaving the bathroom, you wipe dry the chrome water tap and wash basin using the towel provided?
Oh, these people are pretty anal about their faucets,
Why do they keep calling it a wash basin?
Could be Canada or you know, Europe or something like that.
You know, those people from Montreal.
Somewhere else.
Right.
Before taking a shower... Please lay the provided floor mat on the floor. When finished, please put it back on the radiator to dry. If you are likely to splash the floor when using the wash basin, please do the same when using it.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
The purpose of the toilet brush is to remove any signs of your passage or whatever color from inside the toilet.
Passage?
From the toilet rim and from the underside of the toilet seat.
Good.
The use of the toilet brush is not optional. Please make sure you do not leave any traces of your passage.
I've got to ask for
who
myself.
Who calls poop passage?
Yeah, like, we're
right?
I feel like they Googled that and they went for cinnamons.
I don't know what you're saying. Stop looking at me like you want me to help.
Synonyms?
Synonyms.
See, now you're doing it.
Words that sound the same.
Let me just ask you, because you've Airbnb'd several times, and I have not.
Yeah.
So are you supposed to clean after? Like, is there no maid service or anything like that?
There's no maid service, but there's, like, common courtesy things that you do.
Sure,
but you can pay extra to have people come in and clean.
Scrubbing the toilet?
I have a regular house, and I don't have rules of my bathroom, you know?
Maybe you should have a few. That would probably be a good idea.
You have rules in the bathroom at your house?
Well, I mean, if I was leaving notes for guests, I think so. First off, I mean, my rules sound a little bit different. As the owner, frankly, if you're at my house and you're using the bathroom, you're there, flush everything, all right? Even if it's questionable, I want you to do the flushing, all right? I don't want to be one of these people that shows up like, listen, I go to tropical areas all the time, and for some reason it'll be like, don't put this in the toilet. Put it in this trash receptacle right next to the toilet.
You're going to clog your toilet.
No, that's fine. I mean, that sounds like a plumber's problem, not really my problem. I mean, you have insurance for a reason.
Wait
so
a
there's
minute.
Some sort of backup when you're not in the house. You pay the deductible, and then it's on.
No, okay? I don't think that's good advice. I have a story that I cannot share because it's disgusting. Do not throw things into the toilet.
I don't want to come home and find anything that's been fermenting the entire time I was away in the trash can right next to the bowl. So I say flush it all.
You're going to have a problem.
Don't use my wipes. They're my wipes, obviously. Bring your own wipes, all right? You want to feel like a celebrity and use wet wipes, that type of thing? I applaud your decision, sir or madam, but... You know, bring your own.
And then you want them to flush the wipes down the toilet, too?
Well, if they have wipes, absolutely. Where do you think I put my wipes?
In the garbage can. You're not supposed to flush them.
No, man. This isn't Mexico. That's not what we do here.
Are you crazy?
This is America.
Plumber, 1-800-330-9999. Please call and set the scut. You flush them down the toilet
I'm not done with my rules. Of course I do. Don't drip soft soap on the faucet or right next to the sink. There's always that little drop that's left over when you give it a pump. You know what I mean? Don't let that fall. Don't let that fall. Just keep an eye out. Be conscientious of that drop that's going to fall right there.
I can't believe you flush your wipes. And you have no idea what you're doing to your plumbing system.
Oh, no, I know. I've seen the photos from London where they got to send the guys down into the sewers to get rid of the blob full of wipes. No, I've seen that.
Blob?
I told you, it's the one thing I'm not giving up to save the planet. Also, no one needs a full pump of Lux soap from Bath & Body Works. Nobody needs a full pump of that. Let's be honest, all right?
I'm going to post this.
$17 a bottle of soap, right? You don't need a full pump. Just give yourself a little piece thing. If there's foam in there, that's a full pump because I don't even like the foam.
I'm going to put these rules up on our Facebook page. You can search Anna and Raven. But hopefully a plumber will call us at 1-800-330-9999 and set you straight. You don't flush wipes. It's dangerous.
They're going right down. Right down. I did it already this morning.
We were just discussing the fact that there is an Airbnb viral post going with bathroom etiquette laws that were posted.
Somehow,
I'm not sure how we got there, but Raven started bragging about how he flushes the wipes, which I say is the worst thing you can possibly do. You can't flush wipes. Everybody knows it's not good for the environment.
Listen, I wouldn't call it bragging. It's a statement of fact. That's what's going on in my house. I live like Brad Pitt.
Do you think Brad Pitt flushes that? There's
absolutely
no way. Him and George Clooney have had meetings, and there's no way they flush
no,
the
whites. No. They do. They do. Leo DiCaprio frowns upon it every time that they do it over at his house, but they do. They flush their wipes.
Star 99.9, it's CNN Raven. I'm leaving it to you to talk some sense into him. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's CNN Raven. Are you a plumber?
No, I'm not. I'm an engineer.
Okay, as an engineer, are you supposed to flush wipes down the toilet?
Absolutely not. I'm working for the city right now, and we are trying to come up with a campaign to try to get the government to not label them as flushable, because they're absolutely not flushable. Please do not flush them. They're costing the city millions of dollars.
What will we do with the wipes once we are told not to flush them?
Put them in the garbage can.
Feels like disrespectful to the landfill, all right? And I mean, now we're going to have this smelly concoction in our house all the time. Not all of us are using diaper genies, Anna Zapp.
Yes, that's right. But it's clogging the pumps at the wastewater treatment plants, and it's absolutely not going to cost the city millions of dollars, and probably wherever you live, millions of dollars.
Thank you very much.
I don't know anything about anything, and
I know you're not supposed to do that.
Well, I know what we need to do is we need to get somebody to come up with a new filtration device to get these wet wipes out of there, because they're staying. They're staying in my house anyways.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you calling about the wipes?
Yeah, I'm definitely calling about the wipes.
What do you think about them? They don't belong in a toilet, correct?
You love wipes. They're for luxury, aren't they, sir? They're definitely for luxury.
I'm going to have to agree with both of you. Wipes are a luxury, but they do not go down the toilet.
I told you. You can't. It's like plastic. You're putting it right in the whale's belly.
You know what? It's wipes privilege.
You are
right?
Plumber's dream, my friend.
Yeah. The only reason why I know this is because I made this mistake, and it cost us thousands of dollars for the plumbers to come fix it.
Yeah, but you were using the ones that are the size of a bath towel. Those are baby wipes. Those are different, man.
No.
These are tiny.
They're not different. It's exactly the same. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you calling about the wipes?
Oh, yeah.
You love them?
I am so on board. Yes. I'm so on board with flushing them.
Oh, see?
I have family members that are from other countries, and not even wipes, just regular toilet paper. They're so used to clogging pipes in other countries, we put it in the garbage.
Oh, no.
It's vile.
Yeah, we can't have
that. But nothing is better than Christian in the background giggling, but also learning.
right. Like a child. That's what we try and do.
Yep, exactly. Christian, are you learning a lot this morning?
So much.
Let me ask
you. Don't do it.
Based on what these calls have said, would you flush the wipes and hurt the whales, or are you a normal human being, you throw them in the garbage?
There's no way I'm flushing those wipes.
See?
There's no way. I can't do it.
You know, you're trying to hide behind being
whales.
Young and idealistic.
But, all right.
You'll lose that. Don't worry.
You want to chime in on this, too? You can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. Earlier, we were talking about bathroom etiquette, and Raven admitted that he flushes wipes, which I say you can't do. Everybody knows that that's really bad for the environment.
I didn't admit. I mean, I'm making the statement out there. I flush these wipes. That's how I live. All right? That's how I'm rolling.
Okay. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Are you a plumber?
No.
All right. Where do you stand on the wipes issue? And before you answer, let me just point something out here. You catch a bug, a spider, something vile that you just never want to see again. What do? You wrap it in tissue and you flush it down the toilet.
No, I throw it in the garbage.
Now what are you doing with wipes?
Yes, but they have flushable wipes now.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
But that lady who's an engineer and smarter than us told us that that's fake and that they're trying to make it a law that it's not real, which is why in Norwalk we don't even have plastic bags anymore.
Listen, nobody prints anything anywhere that is not true. Don't you know that the internet is a place of straight, good information, and no company has ever lied to a consumer before to make financial gain in the history of America?
I would put Raven on it. I'm a wipes person. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm talking about, girl. Live your life.
That's fine, but I'm saying within 2 years, it's going to be like aerosol hairspray cans in the 80s and plastic bags now that are going extinct.
Did that stop Bon Jovi?
Well.
No. Thank you very much. Why would they make flushable wipes? That's right. Right.
Can't believe we're still discussing this and arguing about it. I can't believe that you truly believe that flushing wipes down the toilet is okay and not hurting the environment or your plumbing.
Listen, we're not alone, all right? There's a lot of things that I do. I recycle, I sort trash, I do all sorts of stuff around the house, all right? I try and have a good impact on the world, but sometimes you got to offset your carbon footprint. So the good that I'm doing someplace else is because I'm using wipes, and I'm using them till the day I die, bro.
All right.
Till the day I die.
All right, relax. Breathe it out. I mean, the things to get passionate about. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
I mean, Al Gore just planted a bunch of pine trees and everybody let off him. That house is like two states wide.
All right. So, right? Here, ironically, I remember Raven's first day, which was, you know, at this point, what, over four years ago.
A sweet memory in your life.
He came here, and right on the counter of our board, where our radio stuff is, he put a package of wipes. Right. And I thought, how strange that a grown man travels with a bottle of Lubriderm and wipes.
Yeah. And has no shame about neither.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was the strangest thing.
I was ripping the cap off that right there. I was just establishing a line in our relationship.
But what I didn't know and that I found out this morning when we were talking about bathroom etiquette is that he flushes the wipes down the toilet, which is, to me, just crazy.
I mean, you thought I was throwing them in the trash here?
Yes.
Work? That's what you thought?
Yeah.
No, man. We don't have those little fake little bins next to the toilets. That's for you guys.
But not even at home?
Oh, no. Of course not. What is this, Cancun?
What?
No. Oh. What am I, in Playa?
Just so disgusted at that thought.
Some individual outside of the store telling me how it's hurting the environment. If the guilt isn't there, it's going right in whatever it is.
The toilet.
The disposal unit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call it.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi, my name is Sadia. I just want to weigh in on the wipes, you know, flush them or not flush them. So I don't know. I don't use them. But, you know, here's a suggestion. Get a bidet. It's cleaner and, you know, it's environmentally friendly. So we don't use wipes in our house.
Do they have portable bidets? Because I'm going to need something that I can bring to work.
So I know that people say, well, it's too expensive. I got one from Amazon, $43, and install it yourself.
$43 for a bidet attachment.
Yeah, $43. My mom is so happy. Everybody's so happy.
I bet everybody's happy. Now, here's the next question I have for you. Anna Zapp, I'm asking you a question.
You know I had it growing up. Of course I have bidets. I'm an Italian girl.
I know, but would you trust an apparatus that you paid $43 for to go ahead and spritz your nether regions?
No. I don't know. My dad built our houses growing up, so we always had bidets, which my friends would come over and take turns using it.
As a drinking fountain.
No, not as a drinking fountain. But, I have no comment on this. Yep.
$43. What are you willing to trust your nether region to?
$43. Maybe a pair of Target underwear. That's about it.
Someone giving you a Brazilian, I guess?
No,
I don't know.
No.
And Raven, wipes. What's up with that?
As a plumber's wife, I will tell you that wipes do not go in the toilet.
Thank you.
And even my four-year-old knows where do wipes go, buddy?
Right. Yeah, but I mean,
in the garbage.
Yeah, but you're a plumber's wife, so I mean, how do you like that boat? How do you like that pool? Right out back. Now tell me you don't like wipes.
Do you drive
right?
a Cadillac?
Right. Do you guys both drive Escalades? Come on.
No.
Tell me you love wipes.
No, you're 100% correct. You're 100% correct. If I called my uncle the plumber right now, he would have a heart attack if I told him that Raven is throwing wipes down the toilet.
He also has a stone-encrusted pool in his backyard, and all his kids went to private school.
No. 1-800-330-9999. What did you force your child to do? But it's because you thought it was the best for them. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Tom Brady is being dad-shamed for pulling his six-year-old daughter off a cliff in Costa Rica. I feel like I should explain.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
All right.
He didn't just, like, pull her off a cliff and throw her.
Nope. So they were cliff diving, and he was with his six-year-old daughter, and they're standing on top of the cliff. And you can see that she's nervous, but she keeps nodding yes to him like she's ready to do it.
She's ready to go.
So he counts down, like, one, two, three, and on three, she hesitates.
Right.
So he literally has her hand, holding her hand, and he pulls her off the cliff and jumps with her, and she lands awkwardly in the water. And he is being... burn alive,
listen,
basically.
But this could all be angles, all right? This is smoke and mirrors, okay?
No.
I mean, they were holding hands, and when she hesitated there, he just gave her a little bit of yank right at the end to make sure that she cleared the rocks. He's a thoughtful father. Mm-hmm. And listen, if a spawn of Giselle and Tom Brady can't survive a cliff dive, what are we all doing here on this planet, people? Seriously.
Tough thing because I kind of see both sides is... she clearly wanted to do it.
Right. She said she was ready.
She was nodding yes, but then she freaked out and froze.
Right.
So he just forced her to do it. And I think as a parent, you've been in that situation a lot of times where your kid has the fear and you have to just make them do something. But is cliff diving in Costa Rica really one of those things?
Well, the universe wanted him to go. It had already set his weight off the cliff at that point.
She's six.
She hesitated. So, like, if he didn't give her a little yank, she could have went down those rocks.
Yeah, but there's also
gravity strong.
See, I'm so afraid of everything. And as I was watching this, I kept thinking about, it's dawned on me lately that I put a lot of the fears that I have on my daughter
Hayden. Into your daughter.
And she has the same fears that I have. And a lot of it stems from the fears that my mom had that she gave to me. And I'm like, all we're doing is passing on our fears.
That's
right.
Keep going.
It just keeps going.
Which is emotion.
Right.
It's not usually all that rational. I mean, there's people swimming in the water below them. Clearly, they survived this treacherous jump.
I would
just
never.
Moments before them.
Like, I'm afraid of water things because my mom almost drowned when she was a kid. So we grew up thinking like we were
water's
always going to drown. We
devil.
Were going to drown.
Right.
But even though we all clearly know how to swim at this point, and we were in the on vacation this past weekend, and even in we were in the water, which is perfectly crystal clear, and I would not let her go where she couldn't reach. Hayden can swim perfectly well. She is a good swimmer.
Right.
I would not let her go where she could not reach.
Because you're a terrible person.
Because I'm
you
afraid.
You don't believe in the evolution of people.
It's different in a pool, and this is the ocean.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like a whole
I got news for you. You can drown in 4 inches of water.
Now you sound like my mom.
All right? You got your face down in the puddle. It's not going to make any difference if you can see to the bottom or whatever. So you're just paranoid about sharks and fish.
Right.
Essentially,
is it? Don't see.
But that's what it comes down to. It's like sometimes, and as I was doing this, I was realizing what I was doing. I go, that's it. No more fear. So I had this whole conversation with her about we're not going to be afraid to do things. And there was water slides there, which I would never
and
in a million
threw
years.
Her off the top. You and took she, the stairs and,
I did.
And then literally chucked her right off the
just
top.
Just like Tom Brady threw his six-year-old.
But Tom Brady looked like a Gentile bean doing it the way he did it compared to how you do it.
I hoisted her to the tallest water slide.
Above your head. Yeah.
She wasn't even tall enough to ride that ride, and Anna threw her down head first. Good job. No more fear, kid. She screamed the entire way, but Anna felt better.
Right. I was like, conquer that fear.
Right.
Jump right off this water slide.
Talking to yourself, of course. Right.
I don't know, but it got us thinking, and it's true, is what is the one thing that you forced your child to do? 1-800-330-9999. Give us a call. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What did you force your child to do, even though they were scared?
I forced her to do marching band.
Oh, did she enjoy
it? She loved it. She had the best time. If you ask her right now, did she love marching band? She loves it.
So what does she do in marching band?
Oh, she plays the trumpet.
Has she ever marched down the side of a Costa Rican cliff?
No, she hasn't. But if you ask her, she will still say her mother forced her to do it and she did not want to, even though she now loves it.
Well, in my eyes, she's still a scaredy cat. Let's get her on a cliff, all right. All right, what are we waiting for?
I think playing a trumpet is pretty scary, too, to be honest. Thank you for the call.
1-800-330-9999.
What did you force your kid to do, even though they were scared to try?
We go together.
1-800-330-9999. What did you force your child to do, even though they were scared? Star 99.9 at Tana and Raven. We bring this up because Tom Brady's being dad-shamed because they were cliff diving in Costa Rica. He and his six-year-old were on top of the cliff, and she hesitated. She didn't want to jump last minute, and he pulled her off.
Yeah, well, he saved her life, all right? He saved her life because she could have tumbled down those rocks, and she was agreeing and saying, yes, I'm ready to go on three before that. Tom Brady, when Tom Brady pulls you by the arm, is it really that he's dragging you, or is it he's just taking the lead and you're about to do the tango of your life?
Well, here's the thing.
The tango of champions.
Here's what I know for sure, is that when it comes to your parents, it doesn't matter who he is. Mm-hmm. It's still just dad being dad.
Right.
You know?
Right. Dad's got to go ahead and take the lead on certain things. Like, think about the first day of school. Your kid's crying, terrified. They don't want to be there, but you have to make them go, right?
Yeah, there's certain things that when kids are afraid of, you just kind of have to force them to do it no matter how hard it is.
Like haircuts. Kids are terrified of the first haircut, man.
True.
Yeah.
We have to put my dog to sleep so that he can have a haircut.
Okay.
All right? It's traumatizing for everybody involved. I'm telling you. I don't know how parents do it, man.
Swimming is tough, too.
Yeah. I don't know how parents do it.
I just got thrown in.
Yeah, he's got thrown in.
Did everybody get that same thing? Because I feel like now they'll be like, no, we have to take them to the Y.
And we're
going to
work
on, we're going to work on their esteem first and then work them up.
They just push me in.
If you throw your baby into a pool because you think that it's natural instincts for them to swim, there is something wrong with you.
He says 90s, but at least by the 90s, they had floaties. In the 80s, they were like, here, hold this rock. And then they just pushed you in the side in the deep end. And there were still deep ends in pools then.
Was there anything that your parents forced you to do, even though you were scared when you were a kid?
I think I remember like going on a roller coaster or something like that with my dad. And then, of course, there's, you know, the fact that we used to go to the dollar movies in the 80s and he'd take me to see like Die Hard and Predator, where they're skinning individuals. And I was like 8.
You're the cool dad.
That movie holds up, though, man. That movie's great.
I don't think that's... Now, here it comes where I become a helicopter mom. Like, I don't think that's cool. I think that's traumatizing them.
Listen,
you know? That's
he also showed me how to smuggle in microwave popcorn and keep it hot. You have to throw it in your jacket.
I was literally just right about to say, see, he turned out okay, and then you had to go and smuggle in popcorn.
Right.
Right.
Actually, it's funny you say that. Lauren on our Facebook page...
I'm done, I got to go up one notch.
Lauren said on our Facebook page she made her son ride Space Mountain when he didn't want to. That's mm-hmm. always a big thing, the roller coasters, the water slides.
Yep.
Alicia wrote on Facebook, the school musical in fourth grade, when they're afraid to get on stage,
that's good.
Forcing them to get in front of people and
feel
speak.
Your Peter Pan, man. Yeah. Get out there and expand your horizons. Yes, could be the best thing that happened to you.
Yeah. Melody wrote a water slide at Sesame Place, and mm-hmm. then she wrote, I'm never making her do something she doesn't want to again. I understand that feeling. When I was at Disney World last year, 2 years ago now, Hayden was so afraid of Tower of Terror.
Right.
And I convinced her that she had to go on it. It was all in her head, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And she cried the whole time. And she didn't enjoy it. She just cried. And I got off and I'm like, why did I make her do that?
How about
for
you?
What?
You really enjoyed it though, right? You were like, for all the places I have to run today and all I'm doing for you, a little bit of pain, kid.
No, it's not true. I felt bad about it afterwards. I'm like, I guess she didn't really need to do Tower of Terror.
Right, but you needed to. You absolutely needed to.
Well, Mommy and Daddy are going to go by ourselves and leave you in the corner. Are you not going to stay here?
You want to leave with a stranger? Is that what's going on
here? That's not nice. Did you ever get forced to do anything, Producer Christian, when you were a kid, even though you didn't want to?
It was swimming and riding a bike, too. That was one of the things. It was like, you always have that fear of like, oh, I got to have those extra wheels. And they were just like, all right, go.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just figure it out.
Just go down the road.
The truth is the training wheels, when you get close to ready to ride, though, those are actually the things that are putting your life in peril.
Right.
The training wheels are the most dangerous part
They're
of that
They're so
situation.
Rickety.
Yeah, you tip over on that. You go
balance,
right over.
Oh, yeah. Right, it does not work.
Yeah, if you want to chime in, too, you can head to our Facebook page. Just search Anna and Raven.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Anita and James are joining us together this morning. Anita, let's start with you. What's going on?
So I met James a month or so ago. We're dating and it's going really well. We got to the fourth date and he asked if we could split the tab.
Threshold moment.
And I was like, I don't think so. Mister, you're still courting me. We're still dating. We're not like exclusive or anything yet. I think it's kind of early in the game for him to want us to move to that phase, doing everything happy. He completely disagrees, of course.
James, how do you go from like you picking up the tab to all of a sudden being like, okay, now we're going to start splitting? I'm just curious how it works. I'm not judging either way. What's your thoughts on this?
I think after a certain amount of time, your girl should kind of pay, because if you're just constantly paying the whole time, when does it end? If I don't actually just put down my foot in the very beginning, then it does seem like you're a gold digger, and it would show that you're confident enough that you make your money, I make my money, we're sharing this, and at some point, obviously, I'll pay, but you can do like a good gesture at this point, like as I ask.
I understand. You want to feel like the other person is as invested as you.
So 3 dates is your cutoff, then you stop paying 100% for the dates?
3 dates is a cutoff just to see if the other person's willing to do it. And that was my, like, red flag right there real quick. Not red flag. I don't want to say it's over or anything. I'm just saying, you know me, at this point, it's been a month. It doesn't mean I'm not going to pay here and there in the future.
Right. Anita, do you like James?
I think he's great, and we're having fun so far. We're definitely still getting to know each other.
Right. And it's time for us to get to know each other's wallets.
James, you've been into Anita? You're happy with her?
Yeah, totally. I'm totally into you. Maybe I have something from the past of a relationship where I paid forever. Maybe I'm bringing some baggage into it.
Well, I think it's fun that you guys came together to us, and what we can do is ask the audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Anita. You're not a gold digger, but you think it's strange that he would pay for the first 3 dates and then be like, okay, now it's time for us to start splitting. But people may see your side too, James. At least you're being honest and upfront after 3 dates.
Exactly.
That, you know, you don't expect to pay all the time. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Totally.
Yeah.
I think this should be fun. Totally.
Great. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
All right, we're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning. It's an interesting situation, and they're very civil about it. Anita and James haven't been dating very long.
Oh, what were you saying?
Yeah, I know. It's what I get. So here's the thing is that James has paid for all the dates up until now. But he said to Anita, going forward, we should split every time we go out. And she was like, that's kind of weird that you pay and now all of a sudden you want to split the bill.
Mm.
But he says that's how relationships work and that's how it's going to go.
Well, a lot of times that is how a relationship works, right? Mm-hmm. As you know each other better, you know that there's shared finances, so you can't always rely on the other person to be doing the sweet thing for you. It's interesting that the fourth date is the cutoff. It sounds to me like he's already dressed her up for girlfriend material. She's still thinking about the courtship.
Yeah, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Oh, I'm definitely on his side. I've been paying for my boyfriend's dinner from the very beginning. It shouldn't be about money. It should be about going out and experiencing life and talking together. You're eating the food as well, so cough up the dough. Mm.
I agree with you. I always said, even my husband jokes about it, because now I make him pay for everything, as he should. But when we first started dating, I would never let him pay, because I never want him to felt like I owe him anything.
Oh,
yeah,
I see. Yeah. Right, well.
Thank you. I'm with you.
I hear both of what you're saying. Did she just say that she's been paying for her dinners the whole time? Like, get a job, boyfriend. Get a job.
But maybe she's like me. She wants to be the one that, like, hey, I call the shots here. You want that steak? Good. It's on my tab. All right, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Honda Westport Couples Court on Star. At what point in a relationship do you start splitting the bills? Hmm. Yeah, like going out bills, restaurant bills, movie bills.
I think that when it's a point where you're comfortable enough where you definitely get the feeling that you're hanging out together, like this is a shared thing that you're doing together, it's not just still, hey, does this other person actually like me? I think you've already decided that at this point.
Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. And Anita and James have been dating not long, only 3 dates, but James says that's it, that's the cutoff, now we have to start splitting our bills. And Anita's like, are you kidding? What guy says that? What do you think about it? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the boyfriend side. I was always taught the man always pays. Unless you're getting dumped.
Unless you're getting what?
Unless you're getting dumped.
Right, yeah. If you're getting dumped, right, rescind that check.
Well, right. You're right. You should probably not continue going out with somebody and paying for their meals if they dumped you.
Well, no. Order big, all right? And you feel like this is the dinner where you're getting dumped. Cry or fake a cry when she does it. Say, excuse me, go to the bathroom and dine and dash.
Nice.
See you later.
That's classy.
Ann and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm a little bit on both of their sides. While I understand his point of view, I think there should have maybe been a discussion first. Because me personally, I don't expect for the man to pay for my meals and my dates every single time. Because it's rough out there paying bills and rent and mortgage and everything else.
It's true. Mm,
I get it, right? Yeah. If they're not splitting the bills, yeah, McDonald's it is. If you are splitting the bill, hey, Capital Grille, here
there
we go.
There you go.
Although I do love McDonald's.
That's it. Right.
Yep. I love Capital Grille, too. I love them both. I love them both equally.
Yep.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, good morning. I'm on her side today, but for the only reason that it's a little bit awkward. I think if it happened to me, I'd be taken aback. All of a sudden, someone starts saying, hey, can we split this? So that's the only reason I'm on her side. She, however, should start asking him places and pay in full.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Anita, our audience agreed with you. It's weird, James. Like, it's one thing to say from early on, okay, let's split everything and set those expectations. But to say, okay, we've been on 3 dates and now I'm not going to pay anymore, people felt like it was just odd.
Okay. No, I see it. I understand. I was just, you know, testing the waters, just seeing if she was interested in that for the future. Not like I was going to just demand it forever, but...
Yeah. For the future, Anita, you got that?
Yeah, like if you like that heat or air conditioning or lights that you experience when you go over his house for the future, if you want a part of that, you're going to have to pay a percentage.
For the future. Okay.
Well, either way, obviously you guys like each other, so good luck with the relationship, and don't let something like this be what divides you. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I got the next one, Anita. Don't worry.
Anybody else have an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yay! Yay!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Marianne, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hi, Raven. Can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Marianne.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raven is walking.
I never get through.
Well, today you got through, so let's not disappoint. You can do this. You can beat him, okay?
Okay.
All right, he's out in the hallway. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number 1. Avengers Endgame has officially passed Avatar as the highest grossing movie of all time. What's the name of the jungle moon where the Na'vi live?
Pandora.
Number 2, a new poll found that the world's most admired people, for men, it was Bill Gates, and for women, it's this former first lady that focused on children's health.
Michelle Obama.
Number 3, Tom Hanks' new movie trailer was released, and he plays this iconic character. The movie is titled A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. What character is it?
Mr. Rogers.
Number 4, Britney Spears and Sam Asghari made their first public appearance as a couple. How many sons does she have with Kevin Federline?
2.
And number 5, which former One Directioner is rumored to be playing Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid?
Oh, I know this. That's Harry Styles.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
Let's do.
Marianne got all 5.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
That's good stuff, Marianne.
All right, let's see how I do.
Number 1, Avengers Endgame has officially passed Avatar as the highest grossing movie of all time worldwide. What's the name of the jungle moon where the Na'vi live?
An Avatar, Pandora.
Pandora is correct. Yeah, Marianne's
cheated,
still leading
by the way,
5
Avengers.
To 1.
What? You cheated, Avengers, by the way. They cheated.
What do you mean they cheated?
They cheated. My personal record book, they're not number 1.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's how much the world made, and it doesn't matter.
Well, that's
matter
a different what... record book.
Okay. Number 2. A new poll found the world's most admired people. For men, it was Bill Gates, and for women, it's this former first lady that focused on children's health.
That's got to be Michelle Obama.
That's right. Marianne's still leading you 5-2. Number 3, Tom Hanks' new movie trailer was released, and he plays this iconic character. The movie is titled A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Mr. Rogers. Looks wonderful.
Yep. Marianne's still leading you 5-3. Number
Can't
4.
Wait.
Britney Spears and Sam Asghari made their first public appearance as a couple. How many sons does she have with Kevin Federline?
Oh, I believe she has 2.
That is correct. You need this last one
to
tie, Marianne. Okay?
I thought it might be 3, but okay, 2. 2 is good.
Number 5. Which former One Directioner is rumored to be playing Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid?
Harry Styles.
Oh,
he was born to play that, wasn't
man.
He?
Man. Marianne, he tied you at 5, but here's the thing. Because you got all 5, we'll give you a $50 gift card to Little Pub, okay?
Delicious.
Thank you.
Hold on the line. We'll get all your info.
It was well done. No question about it.
You
Harry Styles born to play that role. By
yeah.
The way. I believe he has. You know, like when Pierce Bronson became James Bond, mm-hmm. you were like, yup. Makes sense.
Well, he has the hair for it.
Totally.
So, yeah. All right. If you want the cheat sheet, the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions, make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. I can't believe you got all 5. I thought for sure she had you this morning.
You know what else he's got is that super handsome look that if he was a jerk, you'd believe.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
You know, local theater is something that we have a lot of here in Connecticut that we really excel at. But Crystal Theater in Norwalk has really become one of the premier children's theater groups. And we have joining us Sam Patterson from Norwalk and Emma Rogers from Weston. And you guys are the leads in the Hungarian Nights launching tomorrow night at the Ben Franklin Center in Norwalk. And you guys have shows coming up in New York City this week, too.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is amazing. And the reason why we have you in, because it's an interesting cultural exchange that you guys are doing for this show. Explain to me how your dance ensemble is from Budapest and how you guys are going to Budapest to perform this same show.
When Cheryl was in Budapest and writing the show, she met Tibor and the Liget Dance Ensemble, and they've been communicating back and forth for a while, worked on the stuff over there, and then they came over here. They're just amazing because they bring so much authenticity to the show. I can't wait to go out there and really work on it with them there because it's such a great place to be. Seeing how everyone reacts to that culture of the dance is just really awesome.
Emma, how long have you been with Crystal Theater?
I've been with Crystal Theater for 5 years, mm-hmm. and I've loved every second. This is the 3rd time I've done the role of Alona. The first time I did it, I just turned 14. I was so scared. Here was Sam. He was 4 years older than me. He was so good, and he was this big, scary senior boy. He was a senior in high school. I was a freshman. First
I mean, this
time
is the greatest
it.
Summer of my life, by the way. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so that first time you're intimidated, then you come back.
Then we did it 2 years after that, and we did the same kind of exchange the first time we did it, which was so scary. I mean, going to Hungary and performing internationally, I was only 15 that time. It was a huge deal. It was so exciting. And now going again, I'm just even more excited because the show is even better. Everyone is incredible. I'm just so excited to go to Hungary knowing how amazing it is there and how welcoming everyone is and how great the stages are, and I'm just so excited.
It's exciting, collaborative.
Right.
What if I put you with a bunch of dancers who, you know, there was all sorts of cultural differences, that type of thing? Would they respond to your J-Lo impressions the same way? I'm not sure, Anna Zapp.
I mean, my jazz split is on point.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right. So crystaltheater.org for all the information on the shows if you want to see these guys perform live. Can you sing for us?
Yeah.
Can you give us like a taste of something?
Yes.
No warning. You're terrible.
Let's
I know.
Find our key.
Let's get our little pitch pipe out.
All for you, the years of anguish, all for you, and now at last we'll be together for all time, our love unchained and so sublime, our spirits soaring through the night. Once again you are my love, we'll merge our blood, our bodies one beneath the stars. We will abide for time eternal, you and I, one beneath the sky. Everything I do, all for you.
Yay!
Why can't my partner be more like them?
Right?
Why can't my partner be more like either one of them?
Let me get my pitch ready.
Cancel our next 5 gigs, man. Right. I don't think I have the nerve to go out on stage now.
Coming up tomorrow on Tell Me Something Good, Raven amazing. And I perform that same song.
Yes.
All right, if you want to see Sam and Emma just really rock it at Hungarian Nights, crystaltheater.org for all the information. The shows start tomorrow here and New York City, Norwalk in New York City. Guys, best of luck to you.
Awesome.
Thanks so much
for having us on the show. It's such a great experience.
I hope to see everyone out there.
Yeah, come see the show. Don't miss it.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.